Embattled House Majority Leader Tom DeLay visited the friendly confines of the National Rifle Association convention in Houston last night. In recent months, reports of ethical misconduct have dogged DeLay. The pressure has reached the point where DeLay rarely gives on-camera interviews in Washington anymore. But NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports that in Texas and with the NRA, DeLay feels much more at home.
5 acres of guns. That's what the NRA annual convention boasts. Kiosks with shotguns, handguns, pistols, and rifles. Some 60,000 men, women, and children mill among the stalls, feeling the weight of one gun, trying the trigger on another. There's also hunting simulator video games, complete with running warthogs and popping prairie dogs, and a firing range inside the convention hall. For a dollar, you get 5 shots on a compressed air rifle.
Oh, bullseye. Perfect.
Really?
Mike Cox teaches people to shoot, but while this is fun, he says, the main event is the banquet and the keynote speaker.
Tom DeLay is my absolute hero. He's such a defender of all the values and everything that I believe in very strongly.
That's the main sentiment here, though many have heard of DeLay's admonishments from the House Ethics Committee and newer allegations that he took trips paid for by lobbyists. Many, like Roland Claffey, sport stickers that say, I'm for NRA and Tom DeLay.
That is in support of Tom DeLay, who is somewhat under assault, as you might say, by the left wing in our country. Mainly because he's an effective politician.
But if you ask around, there's also a little bit of tension about DeLay. Take Cindy Love, for instance. She's a diehard NRA member, but says right now she's kind of back and forth about DeLay.
I think he's got a lot of ethical problems right now, I think, that need to be really reviewed. And honestly, I felt like he shouldn't have stepped in on the Terri Schiavo case.
DeLay led Congress in trying to stop the removal of the feeding tube from the brain-damaged woman in Florida. And outside the convention hall, there's more than a little tension. Several hundred protesters gathered across the street, chanting and waving signs like, Keep Guns, Ban DeLay. Patricia Perrine-Baig lives in DeLay's district and organized the demonstration.
Mr. DeLay has become an embarrassment to his constituents, and it's time for him to do the honorable thing and resign.
But back inside the banquet, the protester shouts were not heard. Instead, it was the round applause of a standing ovation when Tom DeLay took the podium.
Thank you so much for that warm welcome. I hope the national media saw that.
DeLay told the crowd that of his 26 years in elected office, this was the highlight, especially since this NRA convention is in Houston, his hometown, and he added, in a state where it is legal to carry concealed weapons. DeLay said Texans are safer because of that, as should be all Americans.
Law-abiding citizens carrying guns are actually a deterrent to crime.
DeLay vowed that in the coming 2 years, Congress would pass new laws to allow more Americans to carry guns and to shield gun makers from liability when their weapons are used in violent crimes. And he called that a matter of American liberty.
Freedom, ladies and gentlemen. God gives it, the Constitution guarantees it, and together we will defend it. God bless the NRA. God bless America. God bless you.
And so inside the NRA convention, Tom DeLay has a lot of admirers. It's the people outside that are turning up the heat. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Houston.